Right, so I managed to grab Yomi, who's just finished a panel about poetry and a revolution of BAME, I think that's right, artists, which was really insightful, and there was a lot of food for thought. But before I get into any of that, I'd like you to introduce yourself to people who might not know you. Tell them a bit about your background, what you do, and your work.
My name is Yomi Shode. I'm a writer. Background is mainly in the performance poetry scene. I also run a monthly night in Box Park Shoreditch called Boxed In. It's monthly poetry night for open micers, and we have features there as well. To an audience that just come in freely because it's a free event, and it's just really nice to get new audiences every month to listen to some poetry.
And you know, I've seen Yomi perform, and he's fantastic. He's got real musicality to his performance. I think I've even seen some of your stuff online performing with a band.
Thank you.
And it was great to hear you mention now you're starting to write for the page. So can you give us a little bit of insight about what you're writing about and the inspiration behind it?
It's following on pretty much from the narratives of me growing up in England, growing up in Nigeria, also the experiences between the two. And for me, that's just exciting at the moment in terms of, I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't know the situations that I'm going to write about. It can be a bit, whether it's funny, it can be uncomfortable. I normally write in a space that's quite honest. And I think right now I'm just trying to explore fantasy side of things and trying to explore myths, you know, like Orishas and different parts of Yoruba culture that fascinates me, and trying to incorporate that with this modern form of living that I'm in right now. You know, how can I link in something like Orishas with grime? It sounds a bit crazy, but then to me that sounds exciting, and to try to explore them two things, you know.
Now that sounds really cool. It was interesting in the panel discussion, actually. You talked a little bit on maybe responsibility as an artist after doing a sharing. And is that something that you're thinking about in relationship to what you're working on at the moment? So for those that wasn't there, obviously, Yomi spoke about an experience where he was writing on about his cultural heritage. Do you want to actually...
Yeah, so I just gave two situations. One was my first experience of being in London and the weather conditions, and me having a stark reaction to that. And the other was the actual situation in my school in Nigeria, where I was kept in the classroom. And what I didn't know at the time was the children in the school being being taken away, they'd been kidnapped basically, and used for child sacrifices. And what I wrote about both experiences and performed them, what I noticed was leaving the audience, I'm leaving them with this almost like this blinkered view of Nigeria, almost like this, oh, this is what Nigeria is about, you know, this is all about kidnapping, it's all about child sacrifices. And I felt like I needed to, I have a responsibility to really balance the work I do. So it's not, I wouldn't necessarily censor that type of situation because it's real, it happened. But at the same time, I need to give a very balanced view and in a way that would leave someone having a thought of, oh, so it's not so much this, but it's a bit of this, and it's a bit of that, and it's a bit of, you know. And it's important for me because, especially right now, there's this boom in Afrobeat culture, in popular culture. Afrobeat is in popular culture. It's celebrated left, right, and center. And in that being celebrated, my country's been celebrated. But it's the happy side of my country that's been celebrated. But there's another side to my country that you don't necessarily want to know about. And if you did know about it, you'd be like, oh my God. You know? But I'm like, get a bit of both. Get the full circle. So you can celebrate this, but you're also aware of this. And you would also support in the fighting and the challenging of these situations, you know. So that's what I'm trying to do, is just trying to give a full circle of from my perspective of different situations.
Great. So yeah, it's really good to speak on that, and if you want more discussion with Yomi, I'm going to put his details, so get in contact with him and spark a discussion and ask about his work or go and support his nights. I mean, I'm just going to end on a couple of things. In terms of the event today, has there been anything that's put fire in your belly you really disagreed with or really inspired you to share it with those that didn't come?
I just enjoyed the whole discussion. The language, Neve raised a very important point in regards to, you know, learning another language to reclaim, and the way I listened was almost as if to reclaim you back slightly, you know. And that's definitely something I'm working on now in terms of the work I do, is trying to write in my language, my mother tongue, and be proud in doing so, you know. Pass that on and let other Yorubas do the same thing, like, and feel no way about it. Just be proud and do it. And own yourself more. Be absolutely be one with yourself. So that's one thing I wholeheartedly agreed with. And the rest of it I was taking in, because this is a whole new experience for me, you know, like coming from stage to page, page to stage. I know where I came from. So to go within, this is now like, say, my fourth year, kind of not readjusting, but, you know, widening my landscape in terms of poetry, and getting into percentages, getting into reading reports. It's more than the stuff that I have done on stage, you know. There's a lot more context to this that I'm enjoying in terms of reading. Not just poetry books, but I'm reading reports in regards to how poetry from, you know, BAME writers, it is impacted or affected in the UK, how much is received, you know? So all of that is exciting for me, so yeah.
Great. And so we're talking about poetry as a form of revolution, a vehicle potentially for revolution. So if you could think of a call to action that you'd like to see happen in the world?
For writers?
Yeah.
I think a key point that I took from the report was this one gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he said for spoken word artists, or more orally, you know, performative artists, to a certain degree, at some point, to not focus on that being what they'll solely do for years, you know, to readjust and focus on getting their work on page to push out. Because if you imagine, if you give a 10-year span and all this person's ever done is performed on stage for 10 years, whereas they could have put that in a book,
okay,
and that will live, that's got the potential to live for 100 years. Come 100 years, you might not be alive, but you've spent the best part of how many years just being on this one platform, when if you just switched your thinking maybe for a year and just put it to a page or something, it could live on. And rightly so, there was a lady that pointed out online. So online, as long as it's online, it can be there for yonks. But me, in my personal opinion, I love holding a book. I love the physicalities of a book, as opposed to holding a Kindle or something. I just love the spine of a book, the feeling, the smell of a book. So I will always champion having some form of written work. If not even published or whatever, just have a book. Have something that you can, you know, can live longer than you, for the most part, you know? So,
A legacy.
Brilliant.
And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but since you're a spoken word artist and some people might have not heard you, or, you know, you're too shy, are you going to put a link? Which one?
Which, for what? A performance?
You wanna share something?
Oh my God, I'll share maybe 10 seconds. No, not 10 seconds, 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
I don't even know 20 seconds,
I squeezed it out of him.
Oh my God, yeah. Johnny just come. Hair nappy looking with dry chalk-like patterns between your shaky fingers. The West End wind wakes each follicle on the skin saying, welcome. Your life is no longer what it used to be. Johnny has arrived. The only one in his family to do what the others couldn't. The pressure so high it's as if from now on he'll live each day on a tightrope and who can blame him. The last time I saw as many white people on TV was the Brit Awards. Tawi, the royal family. In Nigeria, you see white people instead of something peculiar. You take selfies, test whether they can pronounce words and laugh at a tongue to belly and to pepper. So Johnny pinches himself to see if it's real. Johnny, this is real. And you're gonna have to hear the rest of it online.
Yeah. But be ready when I'm around. Be ready. Thank you so much, Yomi.
Thank you.